This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your Q&N update. The Victorian government will travel by bus over the coming months to rural and regional towns across the state to generate ideas on how to improve the lives of LGBTI people. The LGBTI Equality Roadshow will visit 17 towns in total, following the work commenced last year in three of Victoria's regional communities. The aim of the trip is to reduce discrimination and to promote the importance of inclusion of LGBTI Victorians in regional communities. It'll kick off this month by travelling to Ballarat, Starwell and Horsham. And members of the LGBTI community and their allies are calling for a boycott of Cooper's beer after the brewer recently teamed up with Bible Society Australia to create a commemorative beer. Accompanying this was a video from the Bible Society featuring Liberal MPs Tim Wilson and Andrew Hastie, in which they discussed their opposing positions on marriage equality. In response to the video, many have expressed outrage in Cooper's for sponsoring a religious organisation to make an explicitly political point about same-sex marriage. In a Facebook post from Melbourne Gay Bars Circuit, the staff can be seen dumping cartons of the beer into a bin. A Melbourne-based filmmaker has started a crowdfunding campaign to create a path-breaking film about the trans community in India, as a means to support Indian youth struggling to express their gender identities. The film will be entitled A Hope and will follow a trans woman on her journey to become a teacher in modern-day India. Filmmaker Mayur Kataria was inspired to create the film after meeting with a group of trans women in his hometown of Surat for a short documentary program last year. He said, "I wish would love for young people in India who are questioning their gender identity to watch my film and learn that they can also pursue their dreams." More than 20 intersex activists from around Australia and New Zealand came together last week in Sydney to issue the Darlington Statement, which outlines key priorities for the intersex community. The historic statement prioritises legal reform to recognise bodily autonomy, effective rights-based oversight of clinical decisions, and access to affirmative healthcare. The statement contains calls to action for government, clinical institutions, LGBTI people and their allies. And in good news for the Safe Schools program, the West Australian Labor Party, which has promised to use $1.4 million to fund the program over the next 4 years, has won the state election over the weekend. Leading up to the election, a handful of Liberal MPs in Western Australia renewed their attacks against the Safe Schools program, making claims about it that many advocates dispelled as inaccurate. Liberal MP Joe Francis posted a video claiming that the program taught four-year-old children about gender theory, despite the fact the program has only ever been rolled out in high schools in Western Australia. That was your Q&N update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A gay curler has come out publicly in the middle of the national championships in Canada. Dustin Kidby chose to come out on his sport's biggest stage, but has been out amongst the curling ranks for a while, saying that his teammates all accept and support him. Golfer Reagan de Guzman recently became the first out lesbian golfer from the Philippines and is set to join the pro ranks this year. She recently opened up about the bullying she's faced and wants to help empower other young golfers with her position in the LPGA. Manchester United Soccer Club has teamed up with LGBT rights group Stonewall in the UK. The club joined Stonewall last year for their Rainbow Laces campaign, but will now work with the charity to tackle LGBT issues in sport and society. One supporter recently tweeted that they would no longer support the club because of the Stonewall Association and would rather support Bolton Wanderers. In response, the Wanderers tweeted, "We'd rather you didn't." And finally, a UK hockey commentator has been slammed online for making a homophobic remark about two men on Kiss Cam. When the camera panned on two men kissing during a Sheffield Steelers match, David Sims joked that the men were disgusting and should be thrown out by security. Sims was criticised by Twitter users and apologised for any offence caused, but no action was taken against him. The Gay Times has revealed that Sims has a long history of making anti-gay comments, referring to teammates and colleagues as fags.
With the Q&N Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The Q&N team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Q&N. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was Q&N. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.